The Gemara daf nun tesa mit beis on the top. Tana rabbanon haroye chame betkufaso. If someone sees the sun betkufaso, betkufaso means the time that every once in every 28 years the chame goes back to its original place as it was around the circumference of the world, the tchilas tkufaso, the time of my sebrachus. Zog Rashi, mokem shi chozeres shom letchilas hekefo. Hishas tliyas ha-me'oiris, by Maisa Bereshis, when the Eibishter created the me'oiris, u'me'az yitzchilu l'hakev l'shamesh, from then it started the whole hekev. So from that kufa, it takes place every 28 years, the special bichas ha-chameh that we make. Zog the Gemara, ha-roi ha-chameh b'tkufoso, levona b'gvuroso. Levona b'gvuroso means, the levona likewise, when it's at its fullest point. Now we look at it, we don't know exactly to pinpoint it, but the Levona Begvurosa is the exact point when it's at the fullest moon. We know it's the middle of the month, around, but the exact point, the second that it's the fullest point, that's both Begvurosa. That's how it was at the time of Maisa Bereshis. V'koychovim b'mesilo yisom. The Koychovim likewise, in their exact place, in the celestials, where there was at the time of Maisa Bereshis, u'mazolos kesidron, and likewise the mazolos. So when you see all these things taking place, so oimer boruch oise bereshis, meaning you make the bracha of oise Maisa Bereshis. Ve'emas have it. When is this? Omer Abaye kol chof cheshnin, every 28 years. V'hoda machzor, and then it starts again a new machzor. V'noflot kufas nissen, and it falls down in the month of nissen. Bishapsoi. When the mazel of Shapsoi is be'uta the tlas nagi alba, it's be'uta betlas, when it's the hair of Shemesh of the third day and the fourth day before the start, right before it starts Yom Revi, that means the morning between Yom Shlishi and Yom Revi, it's Wednesday, it's always on a Wednesday morning. It's Kufas Nissen, Wednesday morning, every 28 years, based on a whole calculation, the cheshbon of Tkufas Achama. That is a story that took place. I heard this maisa that took place with the stipler in Tovshin Mem Aleph. There was every 28 years. There was one in Samach Tes, and there was one in Mem Aleph. I remember two. I'm sure you remember more than two. I remember two. I remember two of them. Tovshin Mem Aleph. So the stipler came out. It was Tkufas Nissen. And when he came out to make the Birchas Hachama, there was also Ilonois. So Haroi Ilonois, so you make a bracha too, special bracha of Birchas Ilonois. So you had a subject, what do you make a bracha first on? Do you make the bracha first on Ilonois, which is Todir, because it's once every year, and Tkufas Achama is once every 28 years. So it's Todir V'Shein Todir, Todir Koyim. Or do you make the bracha of Birchas Achama first, because the bracha of Birchas Achama is a Maisa Breishis, and the bracha is more Todir. Maisa Breishis we make for lightning, Maisa Breishis we make for Horim Gvorim, we make for Yamim, so we make it for other things. So do you look at the bracha, do you look at what you make the bracha on? The bracha on, it's once every 28 years. Obviously, Ilonis is more tadir. Or you look at the bracha itself, the bracha is more tadir than once a year. You make it numerous times. So his son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, wanted to bring a raya from Mefesh Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi says that if you have a Shechionu in Leish Shabbat Sukkah, Rashi says Shechionu goes first. Why Shechionu first? Because Shechionu comes every Gimel Regolim. Mashik in Leish Shabbat Sukkah is once a year. So you bring a raya, Feresh of Rashi, that Shechionu, even though currently on Sukkot Shechionu is not more tadir than Leishev, but the bracha is more tadir be'etzim because it comes under the Gimel Regolim. So likewise over here, Birchas Achama once every 28 years is tadir. More tadir than somebody comes once a year because the bracha is more tadir. Unless you're mechalik that, you could be mechalik, that the bracha of Shechionu is mitli tolin, the other regolim. It's the bracha that comes on Gimel Regolim. So it's connected. Mashenka Maisha Breshis of Birchas Achama is not connected to the Horem Agvoyim, to the Maisha Breshis on other Rias that you see. So maybe you could be mechalik, but upon him, that was the Maisha Shehoyo, and he felt that you make the Birchas Achama first because it's Todir Shein the Todir, even though a Mechudish like a Todir of something that's once every 28 years. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroya Yama Godl. Then you make the bracha of Yama Godl, bracha mevureres. Zog the Gemara, and the Mishnah said leprokim. You make it every occasion, leprokim, not every day. Zog the Gemara, at kama, what's considered the shiur of prokim? Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, at 30 yom. If you didn't see it in 30 days, then you make the bracha again. V'omrom barab omrom yitzchak achoy pras agishra de bovel. If you see pras agishra de bovel, if you see the nahar pras agishra de bovel on the bridge, a certain bridge in bovel, so then you know oimer baruch oisib reishis. Because if you're not on that bridge, you might be looking at a man-made pras. They adjusted it. They straightened it out. You know, they want to make sure that things run the way they want it to run. The natural ma'ase breishis dika pras, you have to go all the way back to Gishra the Bovel and look at pras from there. Zogmal ve'idna teshnuya parsoi mibei shavar ule'el. Today, in the time of the Gemara, when they change it even more, so you have to go to a different area to see pras in its original form. Mibei shvar, from beishvar ule'el, from there and onward and upward. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Mi'i de Kiro Le'el, from a place called I'i de Kiro. From there you can be assured you're looking at the original Pras. Pras is the river. Zog de Gemara. Zog de Gemara, Omar Omar Rabbi Haroya, Diglas. Diglas is the Chidekel River. Agishra de Shavistano. When you're standing on Gishra de Shavistano, you're looking at the natural one from Maise Breishis and on. My Chidekel. Why is it called Chidekel? The Diglas is called Chidekel. What does that mean? What is the meaning of the word Chidekel? Omer Rav Ashi, Shemem of Chodin Vekalin. Chad Vekal. On the one hand, it's very sharp. On the other hand, it's very kal. It's very light. What does that mean? Zogti Gemara. It's light in weight, but it's very sharp. It's chorif. So it gives a person charifus. So Rashi, charif in maya, v'kalin lishko b'maznayim, v'toivim lishko sh'ein machbidin saguf. It's easy on the stomach. It's light. But at the same time, it's chad. So Gemara, my poras. What's pshat in poras? Shemeim of porin v'rovin, because the waters multiply. Mikipa misbareach. That was one of the things the Gemara said. If there's a natural well inside, spring. Why do people from B'nai Mechuzah so chorif? Diglas, we said, is chad v'kal. It's kal, it's easy on the stomach, but it's chad. So they're chorif, because it's very chorif. The water it makes them chorif. The reason why they are dark complexion, Bishum de Misham should be a mama. They have relationships in the day. Behind their naide naayu, and the reason why their eyes are moving all around their pupils, Bishum de Daira bebayis ofel. They're used to looking in the dark, so they're straining their eyes, so their pupils and their eyes are constantly moving around because that's how they were. That's how they're living, always in the dark areas. So you have to always squint. So that caused it. Which people is this? These are the people from B'nai Mechoyza, on the one hand, they lived and they drank the Diglas water, but on the other hand, they were dark complexion, Misham Shabi Mama, and they were Naide and Nayu, Mishu the Dagger by Sofel. Not in Vinoyan, Zagrashi. The eyes are not in Vinoyan. Actually, Rashi says they were Adoimin, not dark complexion, they're reddish complexion. Kad Moimis Hayoim, Roj Belaz. Rosy, rose complexions. Zok demor vayta alak shomim. You make a bracha of atoy v'ametiv when there's an abundance of rain. Zok demor alak shomim atoy v'ametiv mevorech. You make the bracha of atoy v'ametiv. Ve'omer abavo v'amilob masis etona me'emus ha'mevorech alak shomim. From when do you make birchas shomim? What's the amount of rainfall? Mishiyot zechosin likas kalo. Just like when a chotzen leaves the chup and he goes to pick up the kala, to greet the kala, so when the raindrops come in abundance, so it splashes back upwards when there's puddles. So that's called mishiyotzo chotzen likas kala. The rain comes back up like a chotzen likas kala. So that's when you make the bracha. Zog di gemara, mai mevarchim. So what bracha do you make from mishiyotzo chotzen likas kala? Zog di gemara, that's going to be the kasha. Omer Rav Yehuda, moidem anachnu locha kol tipa v'tipa. That we thank the Eibusha for every drop of rain. Kol tipa v'tipa. Shechadet alonu. V'Rav Yehuda, yichir ha-messayim b'hochi, ilu finu mole shir kayom. Ein onam ha-speakim lo-hidzuch ha-shem l'kenu. Ad ishtach ha-voya. Baruch Hashem, Roi Vahadois. So that's the bracha that he makes. Now, you don't make a bracha every time when it rains. It has to be, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it has to be in the poskim that you were mitzdar because there was a lack of rainfall. So now you're mitzdar, so now it rains, so now you have this haidah, you speak this special long maidim, finishes Roi Vahadois, Kel Hadois, we'll see. But upon him, it has to be that you have to be mitzdar. Maybe when a person lives in countries that have a lack of rainfall, live in Eitzol, live in Africa, so over there, Taka, you make it. You make it maybe on every rainfall, because over there it's more of a reason that you attack a Hoidah. The Gemara's Lashon is, I call Tipa V'Tipa. The Altus Lubotki used to say, Brother Rai from this Gemara, Hakara Satoiv Hoidah, we see for every single drop. For the most minuscule thing, you have to be murdered to the Eibishter. Minutest thing, Tipa V'Tipa, every drop. You know how many droplets of rain come when it rains? Droplets, billions. That's you have to be murdered for. And he said, that's the pshat we say every morning, Shanosan Asech Vivino. We're thanking the Eibishter for intellect. If you want to pick what to thank the Eibishter for intellect, you pick a sechvi, a bird's brain. What's the pshat? You want to pick a thank for the intellect, thank the Eibishter for the fact that we have the Rishonim, we have the Rambam, we have the Goyin, we have the Amaroyim, we have the Tanoim. Thank for the others. What do you mean intellect of the bird? Pshat is, akol tipa v'tipa. You have to thank even for the smallest, minuscule amount of intellect. That's what even for the sechvi. That's what he said, Raya, from this Gemara, Tipa V'Tipa. Now, Gemara is a kasha, and the Gemara says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roi V'Hadois. Roi V'Hadois, V'Loi Kol Hadois. Roi V'Hadois sounds, it's most of the Hadois come from the Eibishter. Not all of them. That sounds not a mile. It sounds like diminishing the bracha. It's only Roi of the Hadois. Oma Rove, Emo Hakel Hadois. We don't say Roi V'Dois, we say Kel Hadois. Omer HaPopa, so HaPopa says, Hilkach Nimrinu L'Tavayu, you say both. Roi V'Dois, V'Kel Hadois. So, Be'etzim, it's a struggle shver, because if Roi V'Dois is not a Maila, so what do you gain by saying both? Nimrinu L'Tavayu, you say, when both are good brachas, so let's do both. But if Pshat is one of them, you had a kasha on, so what do you gain by saying both? So it could be the Pshat in Roi V'Hadois now is that Roi V'Hadois is there's so much Hadois, not the lotion of Roi majority, but a Ribui Hadois. There's an abundance of Hadois. That's the Pshat in Lashon Roi. Zog the Gemara. Now, Toysa Nomen Aleph has a little Toysa on this taka. Hilkach Neminu L'Tavayu. Roi V'Hadois V'Kel Hadois L'Fikach Tiknu B'Yishtabach Achasim HaBrocha Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Melech Golo Batish Bochois Kel Hadois. The reason why we say Kel Melech Golo Batish Bochois Kel Hadois, that's in Nemrinu L'Tavayu. The Kel Hadois and the Roi V'Hadois, I guess it's Batish Bochois and the Kel Hadois, Kel Melech Golo Batish Bochois Kel Hadois is resembling these two Nemrinu L'Tavayu too. Now back to the Gemara's Kasha, Ve'ela Kasha, because the Gemara started off saying, what bracha do you make on a Gshomim? The Mishnah says a Toiv HaMeitiv, and here it says you make the Gansalung Arichas, the Gebracha of a Keloi Dois, and you finish off Tavayu, Keloi Dois, and Roi Dois, but it's a Moidim de Gebracha. It's not that Toiv HaMeitiv, so it's a Stira. Which bracha is it? And to the Gemara, it depends. Hod Shoma Mishma, meaning, when you only heard about the abundance of rainfall, you didn't actually witness it, it wasn't something that took place to you, so Shoma Mishma. So then you make the bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv, HaDechazim Michze, meaning when you actually saw it, so then you make the bracha of Moedim, that you received the Toiv HaMoedim HaNachnu Loch. Zog the Gemara, the Shoma Mishma, if you just heard about it, Hanib Suus Toivis. Al Besuus Toivis, we make HaToiv HaMeitiv. So it's included in Besuus Toivis. It's news that you heard, good news. So why does it say it again, specifically by rain? V'tanan, we know already, it's stated in the Mishnah. Absuas toivois, or Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv. Zog the Mogad back another teretz, a new teretz. Eli Dividi the Chazim Michzi. Both the brachas are referring to when you actually saw it yourself, not when you heard it. Heard it, you make just HaToiv HaMeitiv. That's ready, we know that, Absuas toivois. Eli Dividi the Chazim Michzi, you saw it. So when do you make HaToiv and when do you make Moedim? Zog the Mogad Veloi Kasha, Hoda Osi Purta, meaning when it's not a large amount of rainfall, then you make the moedim. Moedim are called tipa v'tipa. That goes good with the bracha. Hadasa tuva. When it's in abundance, then you make the bracha v'atoiv v'ameitiv. V'iboy same a third teretz.
Hava ha the Asi Tuva, or really second test. The first one we slugged up. Vibai say Mahava ha the Asi Tuva. Both are talking about scenarios you make the bracha is talking about then there's an abundance of rain. So when you make Atoiva Maitim, when you make Moidim, Veloy Kasha, Hodi Isle Ara, meaning when I myself own land, I own property, so then you make Atoiva Maitim. Because then it's that's something that took place for me. And we'll see soon why it's Maitim for others also. Either because you have a shutif, or because you're neighboring property. Rain for you means rain for him. The rain doesn't stop by your borderline. Or the Lesli Ara, when you don't have land yourself, then you make a general bracha, a moidim. Moidim is more of a kolistik bracha. Isli Ara, the Gemara says, Atoiv ha-meitiv, mevorech. In fact, the Gemara, Isli Ara, Atoiv ha-meitiv, mevorech. When you have land, you make a toiva meitiv. But tnan, we learned, or Vartanya, state, bona bayis chodesh v'keni kodim chadoshim, if you built a new home, or if you acquired new utensils. And the Rashba's medayik from here, in the Shulchan Aruch state, that the ikka brocha you make is baruch shechionu v'kionu l'zman hazeh, is by bona bayis chodesh, meaning by the etzim building, b'shas the binyan, or kona kelim chadoshim, by the b'shas that you buy it. And that's Kapaskan Shulchan Aruch Reish Chav Gimel, that you don't necessarily make the bracha when you move into the ha'um, or when you wear the clothing, but the etzim acquiring, the sikha simcha is by the binyan, or by the kinyan. That's like Birchas Ariya. The Goyin Paskan like that, la locha, that the ikka bracha of the Birchas Apri is b'shas the Riyas Apri. Okay, we make it when we eat it right afterwards. But really, that's, from this Gemara we see it's the Riyas Akri, Riya, the actual seeing it, the binyan, the kinyan. But Akoponim, fact, the Gemara Kasha, if you have Ara, so you're telling me the bracha is atoiv ha-meitiv, state in Braisa. If you build a new home or you buy a new kelim, then you make shechiyonu v'kamon l'zman hazeh, sheloi v'shel acherim, if it belongs to you, the house, and for others, then oim atoiv ha-meitiv. The bracha of shechiyonu is when it's specifically for yourself. The bracha is atoiv ha-meitiv when it's shared by others too. So al kaponim, the question is, so over here you would have to have a partner. Why do we say that Isle Ari, you make a toiva meitiv, and right now we're assuming it's your own land, so why do you make a toiva meitiv? You should make shechionu, whatever, you don't make it, not shechionu, you didn't buy something, the rain dropped. But why you make a toiva meitiv? A toiva meitiv is only made when it's a bracha that's meitiv for others too. Zogdemo, loy kasha, enichnami, the land is all the Isle Shutfus. When you have a Shutfus, then you make a toiva meitiv. Then you make that toiva meitiv. Holese Shutfus, but if you don't have, hold the lesle shutfus. Meaning, if you don't have shutfus, then you would not make a toiva meitiv. Then you would take and make, by kelim, you make a shechionu. By kelim, you make shechionu. Zog mo tanya, and I'll bring you a raya, this benichusa. Sorry, sheldova, it comes down to the following. Al shaloi hu oime boch shechionu, kemonu migionu, lezman hazeh. When it's your own simcha for yourself, you make a shechionu. Al shaloi v'shalachaveiro, if it's a simcha for your friend too, for a partner, for an acquaintance, for a family member, and he's also nana from this, oime boch hatoiv ha-meitiv. So if you buy a new car, it's al shechionu, your family enjoys it too. If you buy something like new clothing, then it's shechionu. Shaloi v'shalachaveiro, oime hatoiv ha-meitiv. If the used car brings you in a simcha like a new car, then you make the same brocha. Zog die Gemara, al shaloi v'shal chavero, im boch atoiv ha-meitiv. V'chol heicha, zog die Gemara, v'chol heicha, de lesle l'achina b'hadei, and when you don't have someone else partnering in the hatova, then loi m'vorch atoiv ha-meitiv, you do not make the brocha of atoiv ha-meitiv. V'hotanya, we learned in the Braisa, omrulei, if they tell him, Yolda Ishtoi, that your wife gave birth. Zohar, if it's a Zohar, ben Zohar, Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, you make HaToiv HaMeitiv. So we see clearly that you make the Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, even though it's only for yourself. Where do we have a partner over here? The Gemara's Hamina right now is that by Ishtoi, since she's not Metzuvah, the Lamed Beno Torah, she's not mitzvah to bimal her son, so for her there's no difference if it's a boy or a girl. Lo ichbis lo. That's the havamin in the Gemara. Some achronim want to explain. So in Mela, the Gemara is a kasha. Yol de isha zocha. Why do you make atov ha-meitiv? What's the atov for others? Where's your partner enjoying this specifically? Zok the Gemara. No. Your wife is also being nana from it. And the teretz is because a girl, at the end of the day, she gets married, she's b'shus bailo. A son, at the end of the day, b'ziknusa, she'll be nana from her son too. So mele, it's hatoiv ha-meitev for both of them. The nichalei b'zocher, she has a nichusa b'zocher too. The Rashba in Shuvas said, he discusses and he says, if someone has numerous boys already, still he makes the Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv. Because the Maizah at the end of the day, it's Meitiv for others too. The Bialoch is Mistapik in Reish Chav Gimel. If someone has a bunch of boys and he's waiting for a girl and he wants to be kind of Mitzvah Puravu, do you also make HaToiv HaMeitiv? If Be'etzim you're awaiting a girl. Now, so this Lemaizah is Alocha Lemaizah. By a boy, you make HaToiv HaMeitiv. And by a girl, Yol the Ishtin Akev, you make Shechiyonu Vikimonu Vigonu Levanazeh. Now, the Baruch of Shechiyonu, some say since it's not bom izman lezman, so mele, some say it's only reshus to make by a girl. So some are makel not to make. Others make a shechionu. Every time a girl is born, they make a shechionu. Pshas the leda. The wife also makes shechionu. She holds a baby in her hands. But the bracha about toiv ha-meitiv over there, there is no question. Toiv ha-meitiv is no question about toiv ha-meitiv. The husband, the wife make the bracha toiv ha-meitiv. For some reason, people are makel on the bracha. Maybe it came out because of shechionu. But the Ramah clearly in Reish Chav Gimel, ha-toiv ha-meitiv you make when is yoldo zocher. Zok the Gemara tosh maha. I'll bring you the following raya. Meis aviv v'hu yarshoi b'tchila im b'boch dayna emes. What took place first? First the misa. So first you make dayna emes because the p'tira. And what do you make afterwards? V'lesoif v'im b'boch ha-toiv ha-meitiv. You make a toiv ha-meitiv. You just yash in the Yerusha. So you yash in the Yerusha. You make the bracha toiv ha-meitiv. You make a toiv ha-meitiv. You said only make a toiv ha-meitiv when it's ikah b'hadov, when it's someone else that's enjoying the hatova with you. You're the one that's yorish. Who is with you? Zok the Gemara hosam nami dika achi the koyasi ba'day. We talk about we have brothers. And you have brothers, so mele, you make that toiv ha-meitiv. You're both yash and the Yerusha. Zok the Rosh, einach enami, if you don't have brothers, you make just a shechionu. You don't make a toiv ha-meitiv. It's only for yourself. So the goyin wants to bring a raya from here in Tovkuf Nun Aleph, in the Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that we see clearly that you make a shechionu even when you're in Ovel, not just in Ovel, mamish b'shas the p'tira. So we see that the bracha of shechionu is not a stira to Avelis. It's a chumri yaseira that people don't make a shechionu in Bein HaMetzorim. Bein HaMetzorim. From Shavuot B'Tammuz. So you don't make a shechionu, it's a chumri yaseira. From this Gemara we see clearly in Ovel B'Shas Misosoi. Not an Avelis Rechoi. Not talking about Avelis Yishona of Tchum Beis HaMikdosh. And Ovel, you make a shechionu. You make a toiv ha-meitiv, Ika Achim Ba'adei. Zog the Rosh, Lek Achim Ba'adei, you make a shechionu. Zog the Gemara Toshma. Shinui yayin ein tzoch levorech. Oh, when you have, you don't make a hagofen when you change wines. During the suda, they bring you another cup of wine. You don't make a bracha of bar pi hagofen again, even if it's a better wine. You don't make hagofen again. Hagofen patters all the wines. Shinui makom, but if you leave the place, you go to a different home. Then tzoch levorech, you have to make hagofen again. Even though you have to make a bracha by shinu yayin, you do make the bracha by toiv ha-meitiv. You don't make a gofen, but a toiv ha-meitiv you make when the wine wasn't on the table, when you didn't know about it, and it's a better wine. We'll see soon in Tosis, or even it's equal as long as not worse. So we see clearly you make a toiv ha-meitiv even if it's not relevant to others. And to the Gemara Hosam Nami Dika Bnei Chabur, the Shasi Badei, you have your family around the table with you. They're nana from the wine. So it's Ika Chabur, the Shasi Badei, so it's Taka HaToiv HaMeitiv. It's relevant for others too. Ishtoi, they also drink from the wine. Now, we see over here, it's very Yisodis, the Gebroch of HaToiv HaMeitiv, Legabe Yain. Zok Teisus. First, we see the small Teisus, Hosam. Hosam Dika Bnei Chabur Badei, Vu Adinim Ishtoi Yavon of Imoi. It's who are then your wife? But if you're drinking yourself a suda and you have a better wine that you bring out, you don't make the bracha toiv ha-meitiv. You don't make a bracha of shechionu on the wine. Al shinu yayin. Only on something new. You asked me before about a used car. Maybe that's a poshut. It says acharato. Something new you make a shechionu. Maybe a used car is not that simcha. Depends on the person, but a poshut is acharato. It has to be new. Al kaponim, zok tesis. Or וכן כל פרי חודש, וינו פרי, כשאוכלו מברך שחיונו, כלמין מסוי בכל מערבין. Or like Yerusha, like we said, according to the Rosh, you make a שחיונו, if there's no brothers. But on the etzem wine, if there's no one בהדה, you don't make שחיונו. You make a טוב המתיב when there's other people. Even your wife, your children, that's called, you make a טוב המתיב. But without them, you don't make a שחיונו. It's not like a new fruit, or a new Yerusha, a Yerusha without other brothers. Or like a פרי חודש. זוק תאיס הטוב המתיב. Now this is the ברוך of a טוב המתיב. There's conditions, Octasis. Avul, first of all, you don't only make this on wine. You don't make when they bring out now suddenly sourdough. You don't make a bracha teva meitiv after you had white bread. No. Avul ashinu lechem ashinu boser. They bring out a different steak. Ein mevachat teva meitiv. The dafka yain the isbe talti it's 2 miles. The soyed it satiates umesameach yain is mesameach mevachat teva meitiv. Avul Octasis. Avol, when it comes to boss of lechem loy, upirish hasham ba'ave psochim, the dafke sha'achon meshubach. These conditions, meaning it has to be that the later wine that you bring out is a better wine. Bevoch matev ametiv. Avol b'kiyoytzeboy loy, but if it's equal, not worse, but it's not better, you don't make the bevoch matev ametiv. Zok teis on the side, you have to be gorgeous. V'chein mashma b'yushalmi the ketz mevochin. Omer rav Abba, rav Huna tzoch levorich al yain chodosh v'yoshon shinu yain ein tzoch levorich. Shinu mokem tzoch levorich. Hesra dask shinu mokem. Mashmer dafke she'achen yoshen the odiv tvei. Only when the achen was yoshen, this is better. So you need better. However, the Rebbe in Tam argues tafilu ein achen choshev. Even if it's not better, rak shlo yishtan el gruso. As long as it's not worse. So we have a machlokes Rebbe in Tam and Tosis if it's better dafka or as long as it's not worse. In the halachas brought down a yain lovon is be'etzem better. Because it's healthier, it's bogey for the goof, so you make atoyva metiv on that also. Now the reason of the atoyva metiv is what's the reason of the bracha? So the Rashi says because what's it called? Or the Rosh actually says. The Rosh says because yain is toned shira and atoyva metiv is a way to say shira. It's keina shira. Others say. Because he brings another reason, he says, because Hatoiva Meitiv with Umesakan Aruga Beta Shebol Kvuva. So Yain is Odoim. It reminds you of Aruga Beta, which is red like blood. The Ravid says that Lemaisi argues on Toises. He says on Pas, you also shach to make Hatoiva Meitiv. You don't pass like that. On Pas, even on bread, even on a new piece of meat, a new piece of bread that wasn't around. Now the conditions that we said, Toises doesn't talk them all out. Toises just talks about being better or equal. It has to be that the wine wasn't on the table. It has to be that you did not know about the wine. And they brought it to you, not because you finished the first wine, then you drink it because you finished. You bring it to you without your knowledge. You didn't know about it. Because if you know about it, then it's like Bafonov. So Pshat is, and then you make the bracha atoyva meitiv. Not so common, but Lamais, it could be common. You have a better wine, they brought you, the guest, you don't know about it, someone brings it out to you, and then your wife and Isha is on the table, and you make the bracha atoyva meitiv. So the Shaloi Bafonov is really a machlokes in the Poskim, the Chamudis and the Levush, is Loyal Shulchan called Shaloi Bafonov? Or even if it's ready to be drunk, if you know about it, that's like Bafonov. So that's what he said, that you have to know something that you don't know about it at all. Akaponim, that's the Bracha Vatoiva Meitiv, which is relevant when it has it meets these conditions. It's a better wine, some say it has to be equal, but we go, if it's better wine, it wasn't on the table, you did not know about it, and Shaloi Bafonov, and you're not bringing it because you finished the first. Correct. If you bring it yourself, then you know about it. But maybe you went into the cabinet and you didn't realize, oh, I have a better wine here. So you can also not know about it beforehand. But Shaykh, the Bracha Vatoiva Meitiv. We'll stop over here by the two dots, the bottom of the omelet.